It's Monday, the 15th of August, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this year's episode of the show from Mexico City. That's the band VHS Sports. It's just a dude who goes by the name VHS Sports. And that song is called Some Days, and it's so good. I played VHS Sports on the show before. He makes delightful bedroom dream pop, and Some Days, no exception. Super good. I hope you liked that song as much as I did, because I thought it was great, and you should pick it up. Speaking of things that are great and you should pick up, how about this next band? It is Chinese American Bear from Brooklyn, New York. I've played them on the show, but they've got a new album, self-titled Chinese American Bear, and boy howdy is it good. It's my favorite album as of late. I've been listening to it a ton. I think my girl's tired of it. It's a good release, though. I stand by it. We're going to hear a couple songs. First, Love Bus, and then Love Is. Both excellent songs by this band, Chinese American Bear. Super into it. I hope you like it, too. Right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Love bus. Make the argument against our negotiating a settlement here on behalf of Ukraine.
You can't force two sides to make an agreement if neither side wants to negotiate. I think neither the Ukrainians nor the Russians are ready to stop fighting and ready to negotiate. Both Kyiv and Moscow have said as much openly. I also think that, you know, Ukraine is fighting for its very independence. Like, Russia's not fighting for territory. Russia is fighting to dismantle Ukraine as an idea, as a concept, as a country. And they have been very, very open about that fact. Mm-hmm. Putin does not believe Ukraine is a real country. He doesn't believe it should exist. just the other day, we've seen reports that there are parts of the Russian army that now are wearing patches on their uniforms that say "Onward to Kiev." They're not done, and they're not going to stop in the Donbass. So I don't think we're ready for a settlement, because the two sides aren't ready for a settlement, and because it's existential for them. Look, I've been racking my brain, and I've been thinking back to 1999 when Putin came into office, and I've been trying to think of a single time that Putin took an off-ramp and de-escalated, and I cannot think of a single time, because every single time there was an off-ramp, he just floored it past the exit. And I don't know how you negotiate with somebody like that.
Sun, set me up against the rain. Give me something I can trust in all the trauma change. I follow the dream, and if a man is born to fall, then let me live against my creed and all the filth of it all. And I can drink my whiskey and water and fix falling peace, cause there's a price you pay to live this way. It's called a at ease. Please drop me a line and send me love and sun to boot, cause I am idle, drunk and well, busy with nothing to do. This bottle is cold, I have to make the grade alone, cause I have traveled far to find, I need a room of my own, where I can break hard with fortune, cause she's something to be. She's spending Saturdays in Partick with the SSP, and I am charged guilty of sin, because it hurts me to know that she is working so hard, but for the joy of stock control.
a faker.
That was two songs in a row by none other than Austin, Texas's own Voxtrot. Very identifiable as Voxtrot. If you heard those, if you've been listening to my show as long as I've been making my show, you probably remember that I used to play Voxtrot all the time. Back when Voxtrot was like actively recording new music and releasing it, I loved them. I thought they were so great. And then they just sort of vanished. I don't really know what happened to Voxtrot. They stopped making stuff, stopped releasing it. I assume they broke up as a band. I don't know. But anyway, they've reunited at least insofar as they can release some new stuff. Not actually new. I don't think any of this music is new, but they culled through all their stuff. They released this new album-ish called Cut from the Stone, Rarities and B-Sides. And it's like, you know, 10 tracks of like really great stuff. It's basically old Voxtrot, but just it's new for us. And it's great. Maybe it's a sign of things to come. Maybe they're going to make some new, actual new music, which would be pretty exciting because I think Voxtrot had a good thing going there. Okay. Up next, another Sounds of My Head favorite, She and Him from Portland, Oregon. We're going to hear a couple tracks off this new record of theirs called Melt Away, a tribute to Brian Wilson. You'll never believe it, but the two songs are covers of the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson. It's almost as if the whole album is nothing but covers of Beach Boys and Brian Wilson songs. The thing is, I bought this record. I love She and Him. I'm always going to play them on the show if they release anything new. Just spoiler. But I don't think it's very good. I don't know. I feel like they're just, do I disagree with them about what fun music is? I'm not sure, but I don't really enjoy most of this record very much. It's kind of a drag, I would say, which is weird because Brian Wilson made delightfully amazing, great music. And I don't know. I'm shitting on this too much. It's not bad or anything. It's not what I want. You hear She and Him made a tribute album to Brian Wilson and your mind explodes with excitement about how great it could be. And instead it's kind of a sleeper. I don't know. It's kind of lame. But anyway, we're going to hear a couple songs. I bought it. I'm putting it on the show. You know, that's what it comes down to. I didn't waste my money, right? I'm putting this on my show. It was a good investment. Anyway, we're going to hear two songs. First, Wouldn't It Be Nice, and then Melt Away. Both great songs. First one, of course, the Beach Boys song. Second one, Brian Wilson song. Pretty good versions of these. These are some of the better songs on the record, so it gives you a sense of what you're looking at with this record. So without further ado, She and Him covering Brian Wilson, Wouldn't It Be Nice, and Melt Away right now on the Sounds of My Head.
Nice.
Let's get caught up one last time. After She and Him back there, we heard Freedom Fry from Los Angeles. I think of Freedom Fry, they're kind of like a newer, better She and Him in a way. It's like, it's still, it's a guy and a girl that do duets. She sings sometimes, he sings other times. They make fun indie pop music, whatever. But Freedom Fry is just more interesting. I feel like their songs are better and more diverse. You never know what they're going to release. Their EPs and albums, they're so prolific and they put out so much stuff. Different ones have different vibes and it's all really interesting and cool. I feel like they're great musical innovators. So the song we heard is the title track off their newest EP called True to Ourselves. It's very good, very kind of a, you know, lovely sort of song. A couple other tracks on there, they're also good. But since there were only three, I felt like it's weird to play two songs off three here. Whatever. Check it out if you like that song and you like everything else by Freedom Fry. It's good. They're great. Then after Freedom Fry, we heard the Shout Out Louds. They are back with a new album called House from Stockholm, Sweden, of course. Shout Out Louds. I've been playing them on the show forever, since like earliest days of Sounds in My Head, back when I was very impressed with how much they sounded like The Cure. These days, I'm less impressed by it. I'm kind of like, okay, you still kind of sound like The Cure, but like, I don't know, this new record, I'm shitting on everything today, whatever. This new record, it's not their best record. I'm just coming right out. I was very excited about it, but I've listened to it several times now, and it's just nothing really. The two songs I played, as far as, I haven't even said, I played two songs. I played As Far Away as Possible and Sky and I, parentheses, Heaven. And I think they're the best songs on the record, and they're kind of like, you know, pretty good. It's just, I don't know, I wanted more from the Shout Out Louds. And it's also a pretty short record. It's only, I think it's like 9 tracks or 8 or something, pretty short. So, a little disappointed by the Shout Out Louds. Come on, guys. You've had a while. You can I expect more from you. Raise the bar. No, it's okay. Still love the Shout Out Louds. I think they're playing some shows here. Might go see them. Anyway, finishing up this year episode of the show, another band I've loved for a long, long time on the show, Euripides and His Tragedies from Barcelona, Spain. He has, it's not a new release. That's the funny thing. It's a new release. I discovered it recently because it's like, it came out in 2022, but it's not new. It's actually on his Bandcamp. It's like, it came out like 15 years ago or something. So I don't know when this song is from. It must be quite old. I only discovered it more recently. I love it. It's called Our Trash. It comes off his album, History of the Foam. And it's just fantastic. It's a great song. So enjoy this. It's a fun one to finish up the show with. Euripides and His Tragedies with Our Trash right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Soil, learn to save it or taste in mind.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Come Over by VHS Sports and Let's Go Away for a While and Pet Sounds by The Beach Boys. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, like on Spotify, where there's a playlist for season 19. I put all the songs I play on the show that are in Spotify into a playlist where you can just find them all as I drop episodes. And this episode, all the songs, they're on Spotify. So you got that to look forward to. Easy to find. You can also just listen to all the songs I play on the show without having to listen to me talk, which is bound to be nice. I feel like my voice sounds pretty shitty today. Not sure what's going on. It's a little early in the morning, maybe, for me to record. Whatever. I don't sound great. I apologize. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Always love to hear from you. See you soon on another episode of The Sounds in My Head.